Hello and welcome everyone to Who's Who in the Blind and Low Vision Community of Missouri. I'm Chip Haley, your host, and we are so happy to have you alongside today. Let's get to it with this week's interview. Greetings and welcome everyone to Who's Who in the Blind and Low Vision Community in Missouri. I'm Chip Haley, your host, and thank you so much for listening to today's program. We have a great guest that we're going to be interviewing, so let's get to it with this week's interview. We have with us today, ladies and gentlemen, Scott Trabasso. Scott, welcome to Who's Who in the Blind and Low Vision Community in Missouri.
Thank you.
I tell you, Scott, I was just asking you before we started the recording. I noticed that on your phone, it has Ledoux mentioned, but you say you actually do live in St. Louis. Is that correct?
I do. We grew up in South St. Louis, actually, before we moved to South County 7 years ago.
Okay. So about how long have you lived in or around St. Louis?
All my life.
Okay.
Basically.
All right. Very good. So you were born and raised in St. Louis?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And of course, that means that you went to school there. Did you ever attend college anywhere?
No, I didn't. Just high school.
Okay, so what did you do after you graduated high school?
I worked at a couple restaurants like Fettelhoffer's and Beaver Mill. Then later on down the line, Goodwill on top of that. Then I went on vacation to visit my mom's parents in Chicago, I came back that Sunday afternoon. Or Saturday night, actually, and my mom told me that the zoo had called, and I started working there since 1986, August the 9th.
All right, very good, very, very good. And what year did you actually graduate high school?
June of 86.
Oh, okay, I got you. All right. So you're still just a young pup, right?
Yeah.
Now, tell us about your family. I know your dad is deceased, but there was a time when growing up at home, you know, he was still living. So share with us a little bit about your family.
Well, my mom and dad met in Milwaukee at a church convention, and my mom pointed out that man, that I'm going to marry him. And they got married March 13th of 1965. We lived in the city off of in the Milan's area off of Macklin for about a little over 50 years. Then we moved to the county in 2019 of April, end of April of 2019. So my dad had a surgery, and he started declining a little bit. So after Thanksgiving Sunday, my mom went into the bedroom, found him already gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, it's been about 5.5 years ago now.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, I was really saddened to hear that. I just hated it for you guys. I know it had to be really difficult, really hard on you. So when your parents were married, how long were they married before they moved to St. Louis?
My dad lived here with his parents. My mom moved here from Chicago, actually, to be with him.
And your mom's name is Janet, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And what was your dad's name?
Angelo.
That's right. So,
Yeah.
and you have just the one sister?
I got two sisters, actually.
Okay.
You
and
know
they're,
Lynn.
Uh-huh.
And I have another sister, a younger sister, Lois.
Okay.
She's married.
Uh-huh.
For 35 years. Well,
uh-huh.
next month's gonna be 36.
Okay.
She had five kids.
Wow.
Yes. She's a grandma four times.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I got three great nieces and one great nephew.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's pretty awesome. Do they live nearby?
Yes, they live in Imperial.
Okay. Good, good. So you guys get to kind of hang out a little bit together at times and visit?
Yes. Yes.
That's nice. That's
We
really
do.
nice. Yeah.
It is.
So are you working anywhere now, Scott?
No, I'm actually off today.
Okay.
Just laying around watching TV, eating lunch.
Yeah. Was your dad the only one in the family that had a visual impairment?
Yes.
Okay. But he was really more low vision, wasn't he? I mean, he could still see a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was more low vision than anything.
Okay.
But he had a magnifying glass in his reading glass so he could read the Bible.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what denomination was the church that you guys went to?
Well, back then we went to Evangelical Full
Okay.
Gospel Assembly Church.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Awesome. That's great. Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And just recently, it'll be 2 years next month that we joined Cross Point Church.
Uh-huh.
With my sister, her husband, and the kids. So we get to see everyone at church on Sundays now.
That's good. That's really good. Yeah. I always like to hear it when families go to church together. Yeah, and spending time together at church. Yeah. All right. So tell me, Scott, what kind of other things do you like to do, you enjoy doing when you're not at work?
Well, I love going to Camp Cobblestone a lot.
Yeah.
But the most important that my dad got me into was the bowling.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I belonged with the St. Louis Pin Splitters here in St. Louis.
Yes.
And right before he passed, I shot my first ever 698 series.
Yeah, wow, yeah.
That was something that night.
Yes, yeah. That's terrific. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm still bowling with that league. So on Tuesday nights.
That's good. Real good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you mentioned camp, and I know that's always been a fun time for you. And I know you, your mom, sister, really enjoy going to camp and just having a great time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We enjoy it. We've been going there since we were kids.
Yeah. So living there in St. Louis, are you much of a St. Louis Cardinals baseball team?
Oh yeah. St. Louis man all the way.
Yeah. Well, your mom coming from Chicago, did she convert to a Cardinals fan or is she a Cubs fan?
She turned around and became a Cardinal fan.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. That's great. Glad to hear that.
But she doesn't watch the games though as much
yeah.
as we do. I do.
Yeah. What other kind of things do you enjoy doing?
Well, I also like going to hockey games.
Yeah.
Going like to go out to St. Charles, see the St. Louis Ambush play soccer.
Yeah.
Or watch the City SC on our new soccer team here. Even the Battlehawks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Like I said, I'm like all my St. Louis teams.
Yeah.
And I also like college stuff too.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to college. But
Yeah. Okay. Now, you're a member of the Blind and Low Vision Community in Missouri. And how did you hear about BLVCM?
Tammy and Jeff.
Okay.
They called 2 years ago about, well, I guess about this time, or the last in October. That's when we started getting members. Yeah, that's how I heard about it.
Okay. All right. Very good. And I know, too, you are subscribed to our email list. So are you able to share some of that with your mom and sisters?
I can.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. What did you say the name of the one sister that has the kids and grandkids?
Oh, Lois?
Yeah. So, Is she interested in becoming a member, her family, and in the blind, low vision community in Missouri?
I don't know. They got what do you call one of those driving mobile homes.
Uh huh.
So, like for RVs.
Right, right.
They like to.
Okay.
They're like, I don't know if they Cobblestone is going to have one of those RV hookups or. Uh-huh.
So, do they ever take you and your mom and sisters with you? With them, I mean.
No, they always like to do stuff by themselves.
Okay. Okay.
And, yeah. Yeah.
Does she work anywhere?
Yeah, she's a human resource director, some company, I don't recall where at, stuff Olivet somewhere.
And does her husband work anywhere?
He's on the business side of Spectrum.
Oh, okay. Well, how are you guys able to stand this heat that we've been enduring?
Oh, just trying to stay cool in the AC as much as you can.
Yeah.
Drink a lot of water. Well, I also like going to movies as well.
Oh, yeah, where, yeah. When was the last time you went to the movies, and what did you see?
Oh, man. It's been right about eight weeks ago we saw a movie, me and my buddy. And I forgot the name of it.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right.
I went with my buddy of mine.
Uh-huh.
From high school.
Yeah, that's great. That's real nice.
So we get around pretty well.
Yeah. Is your mom been doing okay these days?
Yes.
That's
she's
good.
Doing pretty good. The only thing she's got. There's a bursitis in her legs.
Yeah.
And that Macklin degenerates an eye disease.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I hate to hear that.
She likes to do that needle point to make baby blankets for the new babies.
Uh-huh.
And she can't help. Now she can't write her checks. I have to help her with that.
Yeah.
So. Internet, she gets around pretty good, though.
Yeah, that's great. Glad to hear it.
Well, I just recently bought myself a new car.
Did you?
Really bad. Yeah, So I was in a real bad car accident about 7 weeks ago.
Oh, my.
Got T-boned. Yeah. Uh-huh. So I'm loving it. Just got the hitch put on today.
What kind of car is it?
It's a Chevrolet Equinox 2024.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that means that you get to take your mom around places where she needs to go, shopping, running errands, paying bills, whatever it might be. Maybe your sister go along with you. So that, yeah, that's yep. Nice.
Yep. Wherever they need to go, I'll take them. When I'm not home, they just sit, they'll walk somewhere.
Yeah.
Like we got Deerberg right across the street from us.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get around pretty well over here.
Yeah, that's good. Really good. I noticed on our BLVCM list, email list, that sometimes you participate in our trivia, and you're really good in getting the correct answers to some of our trivia questions.
I try.
Yeah.
Not easy. But I try.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So was that something that you learned a lot at school?
A little.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
I learned a little bit here and there, so.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, let me ask you something, Scott. How was it growing up at home? Your dad was visually impaired, and I'm sure, but he worked too, didn't he?
Yes. Dad worked at County Hospital as an x-ray technician for about 23 years until they closed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he got a job over at Regional over on Del Mar he was there for about 8 years until they closed it.
Yeah.
And then he went to Lutheran Senior Retirement Home to work there in the laundry department for, probably another 5, maybe 6 years. Then after that, he retired.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, when you were growing up, you were the only boy in the family, right?
Yes.
And you had the two sisters. Now, were you in the middle? Were you the oldest or the youngest? Or in the middle?
I'm the oldest out of the three. It was me, then Lynn, then Lois.
All right. Okay. And growing up, did you always get along pretty well with your sisters, or did you fuss and fight once in a while?
Oh, yeah, we had our moments at the time. But more than that, we got along.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know you guys have always, your whole family just about, always enjoyed going to camp every year. And, you know, the one thing that I remembered about your dad is during convention time, your dad would always bring knives and stuff like that to sell for your affiliate. Yep. Yeah. I was really saddened to hear that Real Independence Through Employment discontinued. I was really saddened to hear that.
Yeah. It was touch and go for a lot of them, but a lot of our members at the time are now deceased. Bunny just passed.
Yes.
I don't know who else, but a lot of them.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, do you know if Richard is still living?
Richard Kolasch?
Yeah.
So far, I know, yes.
And I think Rose Ledford and Larry, I don't know about Larry, but isn't Rose still living?
Yes.
Okay.
They moved over near Shrewsbury behind Walmart there on Watson there.
Uh-huh.
5 years ago.
Yeah.
And Jack and June just moved over there just recently.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So do you get to see very many others? I know you said a number of them have already passed away, but those that are still living, do you ever run into them?
Rose calls every now and then. I'll see Jack tonight at Bolin.
Right.
I don't know if you know Chris Judd is part of our bowling league.
Yeah, yeah.
George Morris.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll see most of them tonight, but I bowled with Margaret, Fred's daughter.
Well, the pin splitters have been around for really a long time. And I know Jack has always been a you know, big time bowler, and I'm glad to hear that you're doing that as well.
Yeah.
I know that's gotta be a lot of fun for you.
It is. I want to keep the tradition going for my dad.
Sure, sure. Yeah, yeah. Do you get involved in very many tournaments?
One door here in St. Louis, yeah.
Okay.
Like we got the Midwest coming up in March. It's normally like around my mom and dad's anniversary, the 13th.
Yeah.
At Tropicana.
Okay. Scott, I got to tell you, man, one of the coolest things that I've heard about you is how much you're always willing to volunteer. Somebody asks you to do something, you don't, push away from it, back away from it. You're always just so willing to do whatever you're asked to do. And I got to tell you, I really appreciate that. I'm so glad to hear that you're always willing to, you know, help wherever you can.
That's it. I'm not afraid of helping anybody anywhere. And that's going for bowling, camp, the conventions, if I, you know. But yeah, I'm not afraid of it. I don't mind helping people. And just recently, when we got to camp that Thursday,
yeah,
Jeff came to me. I got a question for you, Scott. Yeah, okay. How would you like to be on the camp committee? I about froze. I said, okay, sure.
I tell you, Scott, that's so marvelous. And I want to just congratulate you on that. I think that's just wonderful. Really wonderful.
Yeah.
I know you're going to be a tremendous, you're going to be a tremendous asset to the camp committee.
I do know the games well, so.
Yeah. So did you get in the water much, the pool or the hot tub or anything much?
We did float that Friday.
Yes.
For free.
Right.
And the guy in front was there in the front. I was in the back. We get halfway through, he lost his oar. I think it was Linda Gerken's son, or I don't know. But yeah, he lost his. I had to walk right over there and get it.
Well, tell me something, Scott. Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
No?
I've been divorced for about 20 years now.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was married for 13 and a half of those years. And she was a big pain in the butt, to tell you that part.
So, did you and your wife have any kids?
No.
Okay.
She miscarried four. Yeah, and if all four of mine would have lived, they'd all have been same ages of my nieces and nephews.
Well, tell me something else. Do you know whether you're going to be able to make it to the convention in Jefferson City in December?
I don't know because I'm already taking off for my mom's brothers and sister-in-law's 50th wedding anniversary in
Oh, that'll be
Chicago.
nice. Yeah, that'll be
Yeah.
nice.
Yeah. And I'm just getting back from that. And we're leaving Friday morning, I do believe.
Let me ask you something else, Scott.
Sure.
You have pretty much been around blind people all your life.
Yes.
And I know you've been of great help and assistance. You're just
Yes.
that kind of a person, as we've been talking about. What is it about, other than your kindness and willing to help and serve, and what is it about Scott Trapasso that makes you the person that you are? Was it just your upbringing, going to church, the influence that your parents had on you and trained you really well? What made Scott Trapasso Scott Trapasso?
First, going to church. Having God on your side all the time is what brought us closer. And I could do more for myself too, so I could go places on my own if I have to. If mom wants me to go get something, I'll go get it right away if she's not up to it. So then, just being around family and friends, basically.
Well, let me ask you something else.
Sure.
Can you share with us maybe two or three things that you in what areas do you really like and enjoy helping someone who is blind or visually impaired? I know you've had a number of experiences, walking with someone, having them take your arm and you're leading them wherever they need to go, maybe
Yeah.
assisting them with reading something. Or can you share with us two or three things that you really enjoy the most when you're helping someone who is blind or visually impaired?
Let's see. Example, the games at camp, like they were playing bean bag. I'll tap on the wood so they can hear where to throw it at. So, or the bowling, if they get a 7 count, or they leave the 1-2-4, or the 1-3-6, or maybe the 7, maybe the 10. Yeah, that's. It's amazing what they can do if they cannot see. So I'm very blessed to be around visually impaired people. I'm not ashamed of it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. We have a woman that works at the zoo. She's visually impaired.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Tell me something, Scott. Do you have any funny stories that you can share with us that maybe you've encountered in working with someone who's blind or low vision, or just in general? Do you have any funny stories that you can share with us?
I don't have any funny stories at
all. Oh, really? Oh, no.
Oh, I know.
Well, I know you got to be really a fun guy to be around, hang out with. You just seem to be that kind of a guy that just really enjoys life. You know, you do everything to get the best out of life that you can, and you take things as they come. But I just kind of hoping maybe you might have a funny story or two that you wouldn't mind sharing. But if you don't, that's all right.
Yeah. Well, I don't. But this has been really fun and interesting.
Yeah. I know we mentioned at the onset about your dad's passing. And I know it had to be really difficult on your family, really hard. And I'm sure that as the man of the house now, that you've been able to step in, and maybe not completely, totally, you know, fill your dad's shoes. But I know you've just got to be a real blessing to your mom and sisters and the rest of your family.
Yes, they need me when they need me the most.
Yeah, I bet they really lean on you, and you know, so
they do.
Yeah. Well, Scott, let me ask you this.
Sure.
What, having been around blind, low vision people just about all your life, what kind of encouragement could you offer as someone who is sighted to our listeners who may be blind or low vision? Do you have any kind of words of encouragement that you would like to share?
Oh, let's see. I want to put this in the right way. Be kind to one another. Don't treat them differently. Don't put them down. Have respect for one another. That's all.
Oh, I like that, Scott. That's excellent. You did great with that. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
Well, Scott, I want to thank you for being my guest here today on Who's Who in the Blind and Low Vision Community of Missouri. I hope that our listeners will now have a better understanding and knowing you and getting to know you close and up front, and can appreciate the value that you bring to Who's Who, the blind and low vision community. And I'm sure that people will, when they see you, that they, hey, Scott, you know, and want to visit with you and talk to you. So I think that today's interview is going to go a long way in encouraging people and just kind of maybe offering some words of wisdom and direction. You know, I just appreciate you for coming on today and graciously consenting to being my guest.
You're welcome. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
All right. Bye-bye. You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
Bye.